On the show today, we have America Saves director Ali Barrett talking about their America Saves, a national nonprofit campaign, which kicks off February 26th, so check it out. Yes, welcome to our show, and on today's program, we have the very lovely Ali Barrett from America Saves. You are the director of America Saves, correct?
I am.
Awesome. Congratulations. So what does, so now this America Saves national campaign's coming up very, very soon. Is it February 26th, I think, is a date that kind of stands out in my brain?
February 26th and March 3rd okay. is America Saves Week. America Saves is a national nonprofit campaign to motivate consumers to save. It was conceived of about 15 years ago in Cleveland, where a group of researchers got together and looked at why people were having challenges putting together even small amounts of money, up to $400 in an emergency savings account in order to cover expenses that might arise. And from that, a lot of research indicated that people who make a plan, people who have a plan, it's a defined goal, are twice as likely to succeed at saving. And as of course, we know that Americans are not the greatest savers.
We were just talking about that before the recording.
We tend to be spenders, but I think that... right now, we are sort of post-financial crisis. We're in a unique moment where I believe that we can encourage Americans to really start thinking about savings in a different way.
Yeah.
And there's
a
whole bunch of reasons why I think that that's possible. I think that we're in the era of the tiny house. And when frugality can be a reality series, I think we have a unique opportunity to communicate with people about the importance and having lived through the example of financial crisis, the necessity.
No doubt. I mean, there's nothing wrong with spending money and or saving up to buy something really nice. I mean, that's what makes our economy run. But man, when the spending gets out of control or your debt gets out of control and all of a sudden you become a slave to your money or you become a slave to that debt, that's where the trouble starts. And that's where, and then if an emergency, oh, God forbid, an emergency arises, something, a health concern or something breaks in the house or whatever, and you got nothing to back it up, I mean, you're just in a really deep, deep hole. And this is where savings really comes in handy. Like you said, planning, budgeting, all that type of stuff is something that we're kind of lacking these days. And boy, if something like this can really kind of, you know, light that candle to start us down that savings road, that would be just huge. So how do you see this? How do you see the America Saves campaign benefiting the American public? Is it an awareness campaign? Is it an action type campaign? Or what's the goal here?
It's all of those things.
Okay.
We are actually a full-time campaign of the Consumer Federation of America, headquartered in Washington, D.C. But our signature is America Saves Week, which you talked about, February 26th to March 3rd, because we bring together over 3,000 partners.
What? Wow.
3,000 partners from large government agencies to foundations, financial institutions, academic institutions, all the way through to cooperative extension and financial capability workers, our 69 local campaigns. And when credit unions, I want to add, are a very important part of America's history. And my message to credit unions is you are really on the front line, and you are the people who can talk to consumers about the importance to save. And you are often, credit unions are often one of the only sources of financial advice that many consumers will have access to. And we have seen credit unions have great success using America Saves as a banner to engage their members in conversations about saving.
Yeah.
And that's really what America Saves is all about. It's about getting people to have those little conversations in those what I call micro teachable moments, those micro moments, and I think they exist everywhere. You know, I can argue that if you are looking for a cheap DIY idea and you are on Pinterest, that might be a micro teachable moment on the value of saving.
Yeah.
And the goal is really to get people to think about saving, not as an amount, because the amount can be very intimidating. Obviously, you know, it's somewhat disempowering if you're trying to save up for a house to think about, you know, saving $400,000 versus a down payment. Well, right. The same thing should apply to any kind of savings. Yep. You're not going to get to your final goal overnight. And it's those small decisions that you make every day that will help you get to that goal.
Yep.
And that's what America Saves is here to do. We're here to help support you on your way through email and text messaging that helps support you in the goal that you've selected and provides you with valuable resources and information and tools and ways that you can trim your budget or generate more income and things that you should be aware of potentially. You know, there savings has been expensive, actually. It's been quite expensive for people to save over the last several years. And banks haven't really been very interested. Banks and credit unions haven't been very interested in saving because it wasn't, you know, something they were making a lot of money off.
Oh, true. Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, our job at America Saves is to communicate also to banks and credit unions that it's better for them when their members and clients have savings.
Yeah, because they will use that money. They will use it, you know? Cause, I mean, they're saving it for a reason. So they're going to use it.
You know, if you save for a small thing and you feel really empowered and good about that, you're going to be a lot more motivated to save for a bigger thing.
Totally.
And you're going to maybe remember the support that you got along the way. And definitely that feeling of empowerment to have, because really what savings are is peace of mind.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think about it, would you as a financial institution want somebody to log into their account and feel dread or feel kind of excitement to look at their savings account?
Yeah, and watch it go up. Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's maybe pretty neat.
You know, maybe it's just $25 a month, whatever it might be. But those things are really important, and credit unions can do a lot to help consumers, help their members add to existing savings accounts, to incentivize opening new savings accounts, and just in general, a diversity of things as well.
Yep. Yeah, and then they can use that savings for like a down payment for a car, a down payment for, you know, obviously maybe a house or some other type of thing where the credit union can use that. I mean, that can be like a springboard toward, you know, a loan type of thing. So where they will make plenty more money on that savings. So, yeah. So there's, you know, there's different avenues to get to, you know, the lending platform that we all want. And my other dog is going crazy down here. So I apologize for the noise. Anyway. Hey, so how can credit unions, how do they use America Save? I mean, how do they, I guess, kind of implement, how do they use it? I mean, what's their springboard?
Very, very good question. And we try to make it as easy as possible for credit unions to engage with America Saves Week. We have online at americasavesweek.org and sign up. There is a link to be sign up for financial institutions. Mm-hmm. And through the sign-up, you'll get access to our digital toolkit. And our digital toolkit is chock full of blogs, graphics, social postings, suggested content for credit unions to use in their own promotion. We offer them several examples of what other credit unions have done to engage with the week. Mm-hmm. And we actually reward credit union participation in America Saves Week through our designation for savings excellence. And that was started 3 years ago to recognize financial institutions that made those extra efforts. And it has grown substantially.
Okay.
We have one both for a selection committee for credit unions and a selection committee for banks. But we reward credit unions in particular who make concerted efforts to promote saving. And the committee meets in April to evaluate the applicants. And, of course, we take into consideration asset size and membership base.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a great opportunity for local credit unions to shine a light on savings and to promote themselves.
Yeah.
You know, themselves in the yep. community and let people know kind of what savings products they have available.
Mm-hmm.
And we really want to help our credit unions do that. So the ones that do a good job, we're here to talk about it. We're here to talk about them through our local campaigns, through some of our own media and mm-hmm. social. We really want to advocate for those credit unions that are making that extra effort to help people realize even the smallest goals.
Yep. Yeah, it's one more way to get your name out there, one more way to add value to your institution. So yeah, really, really cool stuff. Really cool stuff. And this is, and you kind of incentivizing them as well, if that's a word. I think I just made that up. But yeah, so for the top performing credit unions, and also you're targeting banks as well. So that's pretty cool. Pretty cool. So to wrap up, where can we find out more information on this and how credit unions can sign up and all that good stuff?
Well, go to AmericaSavesWeek.org and you'll find a link to financial institution sign up.
Okay.
And that there you'll find all the information you need about America Saves Week, suggestions on light, heavy lifts you can do, whichever choice and whichever budget and whichever resource you have available to do. And reach out to us because we're here to give you ideas and, yeah. and to support you in reaching your members.
Indeed. Great message to end on. Allie, thank you so much with this and good luck with the campaign. We'll be keeping an eye out at it. Maybe we'll check in afterward and see how it went. And let's get this country saving some money. All right.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.